Things are going from bad to worse for George W. and pals. They've been miniaturized and are currently playing hide-and-seek inside George's digestive system with a bunch of nanobot Osama bin Laden clones. Meanwhile, their normal-sized selves are trying to pretend nothing's wrong. Well, nothing apart from Iraq. The trade deficit, the petrol crisis, Afghanistan.
Come in, mini-sub. Where are you? Over.
We are in George's colon. It's not pretty down here. Over.
All those rumors about George being full of shite are true.
Ugh, that's too much information.
Any sign of the nanobots?
Negative. We've been everywhere, and we can't find them. What George's brain?
Damn it. You're getting nowhere. And the Queen and Prince Philip have already touched down and are on their way here. This ain't good.
Hey, Condi.
What, George?
I wouldn't have missed this for the world. Being inside me is more fun than going to Disneyland.
Shut up, George.
Listen, we're going to swing back up to George's stomach just in case the Osamas were hiding behind some French fries or something.
Whack my bush.
It's nice to be out of England, away from the tabloids, away from the weather, and away from bloody Charles and Camilla.
I caught them snogging again yesterday.
Ew, I'd rather snog a corgi.
Damn near made me bring up my lunch.
Dinah might have been as thick as a brick, but at least she was a bit of tasty eye candy.
Well, we've left it all behind now, and we've got 2 weeks of hunting and shooting to look forward to. That's the best thing about America. You can shoot what you like.
And there's no bloody Blairite bollocks about being nice to foxes.
Yes. If only we could restrict prime ministers to 2 terms of office like they do over here, we'd be rid of that grinning idiot already.
Couldn't we just swap England for Montana and live over here?
Ooh, yes. That's where that dishy Robert Redford lives. One wouldn't mind ennobling him a couple of times a night.
We've arrived! Better get into character, my old girl. Hang on. Who's that standing next to Condoleezza Rice?
Oh, shit. It's Blair. What's he doing here? Shouldn't he be back in Britain, running the country or something?
Okay, that'll be $35.
Damn, one's afraid one doesn't carry money. But we think we've got an order of the garter somewhere.
It's all right. I'll deal with it. Here you go.
Thanks. Hey, what about a tip?
I've got one for you. Don't drive around Paris at high speed at night!
Your Majesties, we are so sorry we didn't send a motorcade for you.
That's all right. It was quite fun slumming it, as I think you Americans say. Hello, Blair.
Your Majesties. Now, Barney, be friendly.
Oh dear, it seems being a little too friendly.
Oi! That's my job, you little bugger!
Philip!
It's all right, Your Majesty. I've been wanting to do that to him for years.
Growl at me, Sonny Jim, or I'll hunt you down and have you for lunch.
One has to say, one is a little surprised to find you here greeting us, Mr. Blair. We were expecting Mr. Bush.
Ah, well, George is in the middle of very complex negotiation at the moment, but he'll be joining us at the grand banquet later on.
Oh, good. And let's get one thing straight. This is my holiday, and I'm going to hunt what I bloody well like. So back off, unless you want to end up in the tower.
Wag my bush, come on!
Okay, we've been from the stomach to his toes and back again. Let's face it, we're never going to find Bush's brain. Maybe it's fallen down the back of the sofa. I say we head back down towards the groin and blow up his balls. Agreed.
Hey, Osamas! Eat lead!
Way to go, losing the element of surprise, you numbskull!
Quick, get behind this half-digested booger! Take this, you Bible-bashing bastards!
It's no use! Our bullets will never get through that booger!
If Captain Catastrophe had just kept his bloody trap shut, we'd have him banged to rights!
Captain Catastrophe? Hey, Daddy, that's a great nickname! Can I use it? Can I use it? Can I?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's okay, guys. I got a rocket launcher just for a moment like this. Die, terrorist scam!
No, you can't fire it in here. You might hurt George.
Oops.
Direct hit. You got him, buddy. USA, USA. Ow, my tummy.
Hey, why is the ground shaking?
Quick, back in the sub. I've got a bad feeling about this.
Whack my bush.
This lobster is excellent, Mr. Bush.
George's tummy feels funny.
Yes, he's up to his usual level of sparkling conversation.
You're lucky. I've got Blair.
And then I thought, I have to go into politics to save the country. People need me.
So, Mr. Bush, one was wondering how much you would be willing to sell Montana for.
George needs a bucket.
No, George, not in Her Majesty.
Well, isn't that just spiffing?
Like power, like sun. I never bloody liked either of them.
My bush you will whack.
Okay, guys, it looks like we're in the puke somewhere on the banquet hall floor. We gotta get in contact with someone before we get mopped up and flushed into the sewers.
Mini sap to base, mini sap to base, come in.
Bloody hell, it's Barney.
And he's coming this way. Oh no, he's a go-to. Ah, that's disgusting.
That goddamn dog, he's gonna lap us up.
Fuck. Out of the dummy, into the dog.
It's okay, Fatty. Barney's very regular. We should be out of here by tomorrow.
So they're going to end up in the shit again. What a surprise. But one question is left unanswered. Where is George's brain? Answers on a postcard to George Bush, the White House, Washington, D.C. The most imaginative answer will win a holiday for one to Guantanamo Bay. We'll give you the results of that competition next time on...
Whack My Bush.